Go ahead and turn your Bibles to the book of Philippians, chapter number 4. Philippians chapter 4, we're going to be here this morning, and it kind of gives us a prelude to what's going to happen tonight in our services. I said that wrong, I think. But anyway, it's going to give us an idea, because we're going to be dealing with depression tonight and how we can get over these things. Without a doubt, I'm just going to ask you guys, folks, a question here real quick. How many of you felt defeated this year? Raise your hand. You felt defeated, okay? How many of you felt defeated in this past month? How about this past week? How about today? We all face something in our life that we are dealing with, that we feel defeated with, and that we become discouraged with. I'm going to let you know something that happened to me this week. I was hit probably with two punches last Sunday afternoon and last Monday with some things that brought quick discouragement to my life and made me feel defeated in a sense. And I began to wonder to myself, how am I going to get myself out of this mess? How am I going to rise above this? Is it something that I can do? Is it something that I can make better in my life? And the answer was, no, it's nothing that you can do. It's what God can do through you. And we have to realize this morning, no matter how often we go through defeats in our life, no matter how often we face some obstacles that might bring discouragement, it's not what you can do to bring yourself out of the situation, it's what God can do through you. And I have learned and realized through Scripture throughout my life how God gives great strength to overcome the necessary things in life that we need to overcome. And I'm thankful for that, because I would hate to see where my life would be, not only spiritually, but where my life would be physically if I wasn't dependent upon God. Defeatment, discouragement brings havoc to the body. It breaks your body down. It can cause you to become sick at times. It can cause injuries because your body's not healthy. You're constantly worrying about things. But we have an answer, and that's through Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful for that this morning. Let's go ahead and bow ourselves in a word of prayer. And I'm going to ask you to do something for me this morning. I'm up here on a whim this morning, so please understand this. I have no notes but the Word of God right in front of me. I have the Holy Spirit that's going to direct me this morning. And I ask that you pray silently that the Holy Spirit would direct us into the direction that we need to go this morning. And as you do that, again, please pray for your pastor. Our Heavenly Father, we count it a joy to call upon you as our Lord and Savior. You left your Father's throne. You came to this world to be despised and to be rejected. You came to this world to be unrecognizable at times for what man brought you through. Lord, I thank you that we can rely upon you for strength this morning. I thank you that we can come into you in our time of need. And God, I pray that you just work and bless. Again, please be with our pastor. Give him the healing in his stomach that he needs. Lord, as he's napping right now, I pray that you just give him rest as well. And we look forward to seeing him again tonight. And we ask it in your name. Amen. The book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse number 13, is a very familiar verse. It is a verse that the world likes to recognize. But when the world recognizes this verse, they leave out one important ingredient in this, and that is Christ. You have Nike that has shirts out there now that tries to promote so-called, and I say so-called believers in the sports world. The reason why I say that is because whenever I hear of a Hollywood actor, or whenever I hear of a sports guy that has come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, their Savior, I go and I begin to do research on them because I want to know if it's true in their life. And their life will show that. And that's why I say so-called. And so they would use this verse, and Nike has a shirt out there and it says, I can. But they're leaving out the most important ingredient, and that is Jesus Christ himself. It says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Now, understand this verse, as we do all things through Christ, what's it say at the end of this verse? It's going to give you strength. It's going to give you the endurance to keep going forward in your life,
with the things that you battle on a daily basis. And we battle those things. I can do all things through him. It's not through you. It's not through somebody else. But it is through Jesus Christ himself. And he'll give you great strength. Why do you think Paul is writing this now to the Philippians? If you look at the life of Paul, Paul faced many discouragements in his life. Think about this. When Paul was converted, when the Holy Spirit got a hold of his lifestyle completely changed. He went from a murderer, he went from a guy who caused persecution to a guy who was giving the gospel to the world. He was being a witness for Jesus Christ. And so as you begin to be a voice for him, you're going to face a lot of adversity in your life. Without a doubt, there are people here within the sound of my voice who have stood up for Christ, and along the way, they've been defeated and they've been discouraged just simply being a voice. Paul has experienced this the same way that you've experienced this in your life, and probably more so in his life, to the point where he had to write to the Philippians, and he had to be an encouragement. If you look at the book of Philippians, it's a great book of encouragement. And if you ever feel defeated, if you ever feel discouraged, I encourage you to open up the book of Philippians and to begin to read what Paul has to say about some things. So Paul would face discouragement. Now think about this. As you would begin to go before people and to present the gospel to them, and then to be shunned by the very people that you knew, and then to be chased, to be thrown in, to be put into prison, and then to be further chased and pursued to have your very life taken from you. We don't understand those things because we don't deal with those things. If we were to talk to somebody about Christ today, we might face a simple rejection. If we were to put something out on Facebook this morning and say, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, you might have some of your friends, I don't want to be a part of this, so I'm going to defriend them. That's nothing compared to what Paul has gone through in his life. He's faced discouragement. He's been defeated on many different occasions. But Paul knew, even in the midst of those trials, and even in the midst of those tribulations, and even while he's in prison, he's saying to himself, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, which will give me the endurance to continue to go forth into my life. It will give me the strength to continue to be a voice for Jesus Christ. I can do all things. The key word is through Christ. It's not in and of yourself. So often we depend upon ourselves to fix things. Last year, as you all know, I was diagnosed with AFib. Is anybody in this church who has AFib besides me? Bob, me and you are twins. If I got some glasses, they can never tell us apart. AFib is not a fun thing to have. The best way to describe it, and you might be able to describe it different, is it feels like popcorn is just constantly popping in your chest because your heart is out of rhythm. That's the only way that I can describe it. The bad part about that is popcorn never came out. It would have been nice at times. But they diagnosed me with that. They immediately, in my life, you guys saw the transformation that took place in my life. You saw a look of defeat upon my face. You saw a look of discouragement upon my face. Especially the first time when I went into the hospital to have my heart shocked back into rhythm. Thank God they put you out for those things. I remember when I was on the table, they said, I'm going to go through your throat and we're going to take a look at your heart. We're going to make sure there's no blockages in your heart. We want to make sure your heart is healthy. I said, doctor, are you going to put me out for this? He says, yeah, we're going to put you out for this. I said, can you guarantee me you're going to put me out for this? Yes, I guarantee you. Folks, I kid you not, I was partway awake when they were in my throat. I felt that thing go down. I almost puked that thing, that camera, back out of my throat as they're going down. I can hear them talking. I wanted to say, put me to sleep even more, please. But I couldn't. But they begin to go down, and they saw everything was okay, and they were able to shock my heart back into natural rhythm, which was a good feeling to have for a couple weeks. But that feeling went away because I went immediately back into AFib. And as I went back into AFib, they came back and said, Chad, we're going to do this thing again. And we're going to shock your heart back into rhythm. They got me back into rhythm. A couple weeks later, I go right back into AFib. And my problem is when I go into AFib, I stay in AFib. I cannot kick out of it. Pastor goes in and out of AFib. My wiring system is different. I'm constantly out of rhythm. And my mom says, yes, you are, son. I will testify on that one. You have given me heartaches in my life because of your unstableness. No, she doesn't say those things. But I was facing defeat. 45 years of age, 44 at the time, I'm thinking to myself, and I thought this. Is my daughter going to be without a dad? Is my wife going to be without a husband? Are they going to have to come home every day and I'm not there? I was discouraged. I was defeated. But you know what had come to my mind on so many different occasions? I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. See, it's not what the doctors did to me, and I'm thankful for what they did, but it was Christ working in me, giving me the things that I needed to get through on a daily basis. I still worry every single day of kicking out of rhythm, because some things can happen to you when you're not in rhythm. You can have a stroke. You can have a massive heart attack. Those things go through my mind. But I'm able to overcome those things, Tom, in my life because God gives me the strength. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I went back to the doctor this week for my 6-month checkup. I went to two doctors the same day. I got great news. My doctor says, man, Chad, your heart is strong. It's going good. You're in rhythm. You're looking good. You're looking healthy. And I thought to myself when I walked out of the hospital office, I got in my car, even before I got in my car, I said, God, thank you for giving me the strength to get through what I need to get through in my life. We face discouragements. We become defeated in our lives. Last year, Jeff went to camp, had a little injury on his toe. That little injury turned into something big in his life, to where he could possibly face amputation on his toe. I didn't know what was going through his mind at that time. Matter of fact, I never really talked to him about that. But one thing that I saw on the face of my brother was concern. Am I able going to continue working? Am I able going to continue to do these things? The natural thing that a man's mind goes through. And he went through months of doctor's visits, months of trials of antibiotics on his foot that wouldn't work, and then it would work, and now today, Jeff can stand before you and take off his sock, and I hope he doesn't do it. But he can show you the toe, and he can say, God gave me strength. I couldn't do it by myself, but through Christ, I can. This year, back in March, we have a gentleman that's sitting back in the back seat right now named Brother Marvin Thurlow. He's become a dear friend of all of us. Great guy to talk to. His face changes quite a bit because he doesn't know if he's going to have a clean face. He goes from a beard to a mustache, but he's still recognizable. Still love him. But he fell off his roof this past March trying to patch up some shingles on his roof. He falls off and he breaks his leg. Goes into the nursing home for a few weeks, if not a little bit longer. And this is when COVID was happening at the peak of it. And Everybody was scared and everybody was concerned. And I talked to him a few times upon the phone, and I remember one of the conversations I had with him. I think I asked him the question, "Are you okay?" He says, "Chad, these aren't exactly the words, but these are what's coming to mind right now." He goes, "There are people out there that are going through worse things than I'm going through right now." You know what he was telling me? In the midst of his discouragement, in the midst of his defeat, he was saying to me, Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me." He's been gone now for a few months, but after those months have come, we're able here to see him in the last month or so, to be able to come back to church and worship with us once again. Why is that? In his defeat and in his discouragement, he's saying, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me." Matt Brennan, who's in the back row right now, and I know Matt. Matt doesn't really like people talking about him. I don't even know if Matt likes people talking to him. No, I'm just kidding. But Matt, he's an interesting guy. I've never known a guy who really knows as much as he does about everything. You want to know something about a tree? Give him 20 minutes, he'll let you know everything about a tree. I'm not kidding you. He knows a lot of things. But this last year, a few months ago, he's suffered 2 concussions. And concussions are very serious. He's had to go through a reprogramming stage or a retraining stage for his brain. He's got to retrain his brain on how to operate. It's been very interesting to talk to him through this time, knowing the things that he has to do just to be in a group of people. It was a few weeks ago, he was in the gymnasium, and when we were having our girls' volleyball team, they were playing a game that night, and it was very loud. Matt could not stay there. He tried it, but he immediately had to go home because his brain is being reprogrammed. And during that time, Matt has had to face some things in his life of being more dependent upon people. Matt is a very independent guy, just like Jeff is. Very independent, doing their own thing. But he had to become dependent upon people, more so on his wife, more so on his kids. They'd have to do things around the house that they're not used to doing, all the while so that he can reprogram his brain. And during that face of discouragement and that face of defeat, Matt is saying, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me." And now we're able to see Matt sit in the back row again, to where he had to leave a few times and not be around us. See, we're not the only ones that go through discouragements. We're not the only ones who begins to question things in our life. Vicki, I'm so glad to see you this morning. I saw you walk in when I was sitting up there, and a big smile just it came to my face. You look good this morning. You look happy. But it wasn't like that a few weeks ago. She had to have, was it quadruple bypass? Something that she wasn't expecting in her life. Felt a little dizzy out mowing. Was wise and went to the doctor to get checked out. Was going to go in and have a procedure done, and the procedure couldn't be done because of what was taking place inside her heart. Without a doubt, you probably faced discouragement when you came through and realized you're still in the same condition that you went in with. Defeated, discouraged, not knowing what to do, having to go back home and talk to her kids, which, by the way, what a sad time for her to be in the hospital because they couldn't be there with her. Just your husband. Defeated, discouraged. But now we're able to see her today. because she's able to depend upon God in her life, saying, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. The doctors went in and they began to do that quadruple bypass. And it's successful. And you want to know why it's successful? Because God is her father. She's able to do what she's able to do because she does it through Christ. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Just because we face some trials in our life, just because we face some discouragements, doesn't mean we give in. Mike Childers was in my teen class years ago. It's hard to believe that he's got a family, kids that are growing up before our very eyes, one of them who likes to come in here and go on the front row and just bring laughter while we're sitting up there. Got a tremendous smile. Didn't get it from his dad. Got it from his mom. But there's some things that you don't know about Mike and Sarah. Sarah lost her job. And Mike's a public school teacher. And they were shut down since March. Think about that. Your income, it's not there. As a dad, you begin to think, I got kids to feed. I got a wife to take care of. Discouragement, defeated. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I didn't see Mike or Sarah give up on God. I didn't see them say, why is God doing this to me? Matter of fact, I didn't see any of those things take place in the lives of any people that I have talked about this morning, where they said, I'm not happy with the circumstances that God has put me in. I'm going to turn my back on God because he's not being faithful to me. No, it's during those times you've drawn close to God, as it says in the book of James. Draw nigh to him and he will draw nigh to you. It is during those times that God has bestowed tremendous blessings upon you. And it's not until after the fact that we begin to see the blessings that God outpoured upon our lives. School started back up. Sarah got a new job. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. God gives us tests in our life. He tests our faith. And in those tests is what really matters. Because so often we want to throw in a towel. And we say, I can't do this. And you're absolutely 100% right. You can't do it by yourself. How can we do it? Again, it says, I can do all things, meaning there's no limit. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. During these times, and there's others that I did not mention this morning, your faith has been increased. Your life has been strengthened to go on further for the cause of Jesus Christ. Paul could have thrown in the towel on many different occasions. He could have said to himself, I keep going back to prison. I keep having my very life threatened. I keep having people wanting to do harm to my body physically. But I'm not going to give up. I'm going to continue the course. I'm going to run the race with patience because I can do all things through Christ, which gives me strength. Julie in here suffers with a bad hip. I witnessed something a couple weeks ago that almost brought tears to my eyes. It's not easy for her to get up from the piano. And I know she's not going to mind me saying this. But as I came here on a day that I do PE at the school, she happened to be here that day. She literally could not get up from her chair. I myself tried to help her up. And I'm no wimp of a man. Could not get her up. I literally saw her struggle and put her face on the table to boost her up. And I can just imagine during that time as I was watching her, she's saying to herself, Lord, give me strength. I can do it through you. I need your help. It's been a couple years ago, Mrs. Lidget, who's sitting in the back, who was just simply going outside. She twisted her knee and really messed up her knee. Was in therapy for a while. You know, every single day that these doors are open for school, she has great difficulty with walking, but she still walks up those steps to be a blessing to those kids that she's been involved with for almost probably 35, 40 years of her life now. See, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Every time she gets on those steps, Lord, I need your help. I need your strength. I can't raise my leg without you, Lord. Julia, she's trying to get up from the table. Lord, I need your strength. Help me. I can't depend upon myself. Vicky, God, my heart's a mess. It's not right, but God, I can't fix it. And my strength is gone from me. But you can give me strength. Please be glorified in my life. We face discouragements. We face defeats in our life. But it's how we respond to those things. It's your reaction to those things. I'll be honest with you. When I faced those things this last week, I was discouraged. I was defeated. And I stayed in discouragement and I stayed in defeatment for a few hours, maybe a few days. And the reason why I did is because I was dependent upon my own strength to get me through what I needed to get through. It didn't happen until I was able to say, God, I can do all things through you. I can't do it through myself. And he did. And he gives you strength. And I can look back and see the negative attitude that I had and see the bad response that I had to those things. And the reason why I had those bad thoughts and criticism out of my own mouth is because I was dependent upon myself. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I'm up here just on a whim. I can't do it upon myself, and I can't depend upon myself, but I'm able to give a message no matter where I'm at, no matter what time I'm called upon, because I can do it through Jesus Christ. You have no idea what took place as I watched Pastor walk out of these doors. I'm thinking to myself, God, I need you. I need you now more than ever. And I tried to get something as I was up here real quick, and my thoughts just weren't coming to me. I went to this room just for a few moments, and it wasn't but for a few moments where God just gave me the assurance of where to go this morning. And it wasn't to depend upon myself to get us through, because I'm thinking to myself, what am I going to do? How am I going to get through this? And then God opens up a voice, a word to me back there, and I open it up, and it's Philippians 4:13. Chad, you can do it through me. I will give you strength. That's how we need to look at our life. Stop depending upon ourselves. Stop depending upon the world. And depend upon Jesus Christ. I can do what? All things. Through Christ, which what? Strengthens me. I watched Pastor as he sat there this morning. He was weak. And I literally saw the Lord give him strength while he was up here at this pulpit. And I immediately saw it leave his face as soon as he sat down. It's amazing the strength that God gives us to get through the things that we need to get through. And that shows us that we need to be more dependent upon him. And I can probably take more time this morning and go around this room and name every individual of some things that you have gone through personally in your life. I will say this, God will give you the strength when you depend upon him. He will bring you through it. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Let's stand with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. I'm just going to have a word of prayer and we'll be dismissed this morning. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the knowledge and the ability to depend upon you. Not just for our physical needs, but God, more importantly, for our spiritual needs. We cannot be successful in life if we depend upon ourselves to get us through every situation. The greatest success in our life will happen is when we realize, as your children, and say, I can do all things through Christ. God, help us to be more dependent upon you this morning. God, I pray that you continue to work through the hearts and the lives of your people that are in this church this morning. I know that there are folks here who are struggling with some things that they are battling privately. God, I pray that they would draw strength from you on a daily basis. Give them the ability to overcome their ailments. God, I pray that you just work and bless. Thank you for Open Door Baptist Church. I thank you for our pastor and his wife for the years of dedication that they have had for you to serve you. Lord, it's uncommon for a pastor to be in a church any longer than 3 to 4 years. But God, you've given us one who has dedicated his whole life. God, I pray, Lord, now for his dedication that you just lift him up physically. Give him healing in his stomach once again. Be with his wife. Give her great strength with the ailments that she battles on a daily basis as well. We thank you for your love this morning. And we're only able to say we love you because you loved us first. And we ask it in your name. Amen.